Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Am I speaking with Alexander Rodriguez?
Yes.
My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, to start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Refractory bricklayer, marble mason, bricklayer, terrazzo mechanical finisher, tile setter, stonemason, plasterer, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, PCC, restoration, cement mason.
PCC.
PCC. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Journey level.
Journey level, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, I am working.
Approximately how many weeks have you been an employee, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I started working in March, so I was off January through March.
So more than, like, about 12 weeks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 4 months, have you ever seriously consider dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same, to be honest.
Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same?
About the same.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, because earlier throughout the year, they were looking for workers.
Okay.
And then,
now,
yeah.
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Not that I recall.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or you do not know?
Not sure.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less. I believe less.
Less unemployment. Now,
yes.
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
What do you mean by that? Like, in work-wise?
Your economic situation, your family's.
Oh, better.
Better, okay.
Yeah.
Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are most concerned about? You are most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
I would say heat and cold because we're always in the hot and the cold.
Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, since I'm working in Michigan, I'm not able to attend.
So you're not able to attend. Please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, picketing.
In picketing, yes.
Union organizing.
No, I'm not union organizing.
Political canvassing.
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never. Yeah, for me, never.
Now, from 1 to 6, could you please order these or rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from, okay? Local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, radio. Which would be the first one?
The first one, friends and neighbors, then the online, and the least will be the news.
Local TV news programming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so cable news would be like the third option?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, then the internet, social media, and radio, internet, social media. Wait up, just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Radio, and the last one, local TV news programming, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, education, healthcare, support for labor unions, the environment, jobs and the economy, or something else?
Healthcare.
Mm-hmm. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I have not.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is important, not important at all, very important, somewhat important, that a federal elected official supports it?
Very important.
Very important, okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Probably the Democratic.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
The United Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Now, please let me know if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with the president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with support for labor unions?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Immigration. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about healthcare? Do you approve or disapprove what Joe Biden has done about healthcare?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about the economy?
That's approved from what?
4-inch affairs.
What was that?
4-inch affairs. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with that?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling his job?
Disapprove, there's always...
Do you disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but I want the chances that you'll vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024. Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you think that you're not going to vote?
No, I'll certainly vote.
If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, for whom would you vote?
Well, probably Biden.
So, yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful?
Yes, sir.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local unions? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Communicate more with
communicate?
Yeah.
Communicate more?
Yeah, because I was an apprentice. I finished my journeyman. I never got the certificate.
For so communicate more about benefits?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay.
About benefits? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And also, we're almost done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Healthcare.
Healthcare? Okay.
Yeah, and the... Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that should be it.
Okay. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, email, mail, text, SMS, or union meetings?
Email and text.
Which one?
Email.
Email, okay.
Mm-hmm, or text.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four more times a year?
A couple of times a year.
Awesome. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
Do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Not very strong. Yeah. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay. Now, for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
Alexander.
Thank you, sir. Now, we are complete with this survey. Thank you very much, okay? I truly thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.